Welcome back, everybody. So today I'm going to check out Simply Spiked Mango Peach. So this is a variety pack, and I believe it's called Simply Spiked Peach. So there's a mango, there's a kiwi, there's a strawberry, then there's the signature. So I've had all four of them, but I only have three to review. We drank all the strawberry. So, not getting that one. So, 5% ABV, contains alcohol, 12 ounces, 5% real fruit juice. So, let's go ahead and get this open. If I remember right, I want to say it was kind of expensive. I got it at a local, like, liquor store. I want to say it was $22, I believe. $22 or $23, which I thought was kind of up there. Is what it is. Here is the glass. Yeah, it's got a peach in the Simply. Hopefully that'll focus. Yeah, up here, it's got the peach. So this is, because I think there's a Simply Spike Lemonade variety pack too. And this was the first time I've seen the peach version. So color on this, it does have a little, I want to say very light watered down peach color, like an orangish color. Let's see what you guys get. Oh, it wants Deadpool. There we go. Yeah, if I put it down here from the light, it kind of, like the outside of this, let's see if it'll focus. That's kind of the color it is, maybe a little lighter, but 99% of the time you're going to drink this out of a can. Let's go ahead and smell. I do get that mango, like a sweeter mango, light peach ring. I'm going to say, I hope you like peach if you're buying this, because it is there. But this one does bring the mango into play, where the kiwi, I couldn't really tell if it was kiwi. Like, you got that peach ring, but this one does have that mango, which is at least good for me. So let's go ahead and taste. Sweet peach ring. You do get a little fruity mango throughout the whole entire palate. I think the aftertaste is the best. Some of that sweetness of that peach ring goes away. You get a little fruity mango peach. There you go. Is it the best peach? No. Is it the best mango? No. Is it drinkable? Definitely. Could drink 4, 5, 6, 7 of them, because it's not overly sweet in my mind. Some people might think it is, but usually I try and stay away from sweet beers. I like my New England IPAs on the bitter side instead of the sweeter side. So I would say if this was overly sweet, okay, one and done. But this one isn't bad. I mean, if you're going to drink something like this all day, I don't think you want an overpowered flavor, and you're not getting an overpowered flavor. The only thing that might get old is that peach ring taste, but if you don't just keep drinking the same one, maybe you'll be fine with it. I think I would. That's what I was doing. So I would have to go 4 out of 5. Yes, there is stuff I would change about this, but for something all day drinking, 5%, sure, works for me. Let's go ahead and check on tap. None of my friends have checked it in. Almost 1,000 people have. 3.55, so I'm higher. It's up to the individual. Because if it wasn't, we wouldn't have untapped. So, peachy, sweet, light-bodied, smooth sweetness is what they're saying. 4.25. I was trying to see if somebody had a comment. I'm not seeing it. But yeah, definitely something to pick up and try if you're looking for something light. They're calling this a flavored malt beverage, so it's not a seltzer. But if you do drink seltzers, this might be just something to try, see how you like it. I drink some seltzers now and then. I have a couple friends that drink them, so we'll like alternate. But Overall, not a bad one.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.